If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
They have nobody.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, good morning, everybody. How's it going? That's for you, Goo. What's going on, buddy?
I'm trying to bounce back like the Warriors yesterday. I feel like Tracy Morgan, Steiny.
Okay, so
I don't look like him. I feel like him. He was Earling at the game.
So that's the new look these days, huh?
The new look.
So you got that new look on today, huh?
Were you wearing a
beautifully creased, wonderful black jacket looking
man,
sublime?
And I hope you weren't in on this, man.
And then a t-shirt.
Valkyries. All right. Valkyries, Sonny. I'm headed to the game tonight. I'm going to fall in to check out the Warriors against the Bucks. Redemption City.
All right.
Good morning, man.
How you doing, man?
I'm all right. I'm stunned.
Let me.
Okay. Yeah, you do it.
I got to set it up.
Yeah, take care of it.
I didn't even talk to
you
about it.
I might disappoint you. I think you think I'm going to go off.
No, I don't know what you're going to do, and never do I know what you're going to do any specific moment. But we haven't really talked about the game, so yeah. I don't know where Goo's going to be coming from. I mean, they're kind of in a shambles, huh?
No, not at all. Not in the shambles. But damn it, I'm just mad at myself. Steiny, that report came out, the injury report, that Christian Brown and Murray and Jokic were not playing. I just counted that, and I was mad at the league because this was a national televised game, and I felt like the Nuggets were fiddling around. But to watch the others beat the Warriors is... Steiny, I'm disappointed. I'll just say that. Come on now. The Warriors are building something. I still stand 10 toes down on that. But I will say before I throw it to you, OG Anunoby, Cat, and now my man from San Jose, Aaron Gordon, who looked like Thor last night, Steiny, I feel like moving forward, the death of the Warriors or their kryptonite is going to be stopping somebody down low that has bricks in their pocket. That's a concern for me.
Yeah.
How did they lose the game?
They didn't really lose it last night. They got beat.
Mm.
They got beat.
Damn.
And I sent this text to Evan last night.
Not me, huh?
No, because I was saving it. But the there is something about when you find out the stars on the other team aren't playing. There just is. And, you know, I'm thinking of Steph Curry last night. They're going into that game, and then there's no Jokic, and there's no Jamal Murray, and no Brown. And the next thing you know, I think you go to the arena, or you come out, and you're like, all right, we got to punch the clock tonight.
Yeah,
we got to put in a good effort, and we're going to win this game. And then, you know, the next thing you know, you struggle a little, and then the other team's got their young nitwits playing hard, and then you can't get going, and all of a sudden you start turning it over. You can't make a three, and you're up against it, and it's midway through the third, and you can't get any traction, and then you realize that every NBA team's got pro players on it.
Wow.
And the Nuggets made the big plays. They really did. It's a game where also it was 97-94. That's the closest they got. The Warriors never had a possession where they could have tied the game. So I look at that game as one that Denver just was in control of from start to finish. Warriors made a little run midway through the fourth, but they just could never really get over the hump. And, I mean, Aaron Gordon, good Lord.
Hunter Tyson.
Wow. I thought,
Watson.
Aaron Gordon was terrific last night. Holy Toledo.
Yeah, so do you got a problem with me just foreshadowing here? Again, on the cusp of what OG Anunoby did, and I know he didn't have the point total that Aaron Gordon did, but Stani, when you watch the game, sometimes it's bigger than just the score. I mean, down low, when you got active bigs or guys that can, you know, fill it up that are strong, I'm starting to wonder where we're going and how we're going to combat that. And the Warriors had 20 turnovers. So did Denver. But Denver capitalized on those turnovers. And, Stani, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not saying you're wrong about your assessment on the letdown, but with the ownage that Denver had and basically continued it, I thought the Warriors could not, you know, sleepwalk to a win. But Steph Curry down six, you're on a break. And to watch him go for the, what did I call it yesterday, the Globetrotter play, the alley-oop, I feel like the Warriors were trying to get a 10-point lead erased in one play.
Yeah. I mean, they turned it over way too much.
Man.
They didn't play particularly smart basketball. Curry didn't play great at all last
night.
Kerr
said he's tired.
I don't think Curry said that, though. We'll see if he plays tonight against the Bucks. But, you know, Kuminga was so-so. Draymond was, I thought.
Some terrible passes from Dre. Peyton Manning, like, you know.
It's really weird. I can live with Steph's turnovers because he does so much offensively. But sometimes Draymond just is careless with the ball. And it feels like at times he's not doing enough to be that careless with the ball. Last night, a really bad pass where he tried to throw deep to Butler.
Yeah.
And it was just easily intercepted. And they got beat last night.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
They did. And, I mean, damn, and the team that, you know, you're trying to hold off, Minnesota lost at home to Indiana and their JV squad. But, Stoddy, tell me this. Do you think this is the wrong assessment? I saw the Warriors watching individuals trying to let them bring them home rather than the ball popping. The ball was not moving. I felt like we were watching Kuminga. We were watching Butler. I mean, not a bad thing, but it wasn't Warrior-like basketball. The ball wasn't popping. It was like, you know what, Stani, it's your turn. Let's watch you try to cook.
Yeah, they didn't play great last night. All their supposed weaknesses that we were glossing over while they were winning.
Great word.
They, you know, they haunted them last night. They couldn't make threes. They were careless with the ball. And they didn't.
They got hammered on the offensive glass.
Yeah, they did. And they couldn't make big shots when they needed to make big shots. So, and look, this is the first. I was going to say it's the first really good team they played, but then again, they were playing the Nuggets without Jokic, Murray, and Brown. But, you throw Jokic on there, and then you start really worrying about the opposition size. That to me, Draymond looked a little overmatched with Aaron Gordon. And then you start thinking, well, they didn't even have Jokic. And
good Lord.
I think we can all now agree that the Nuggets are not the team that the Golden State Warriors want to face in the postseason.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of talk out there, a lot of guys.
Yeah.
A lot of talk out there about how nobody wants to face the Warriors. Well, take the Nuggets off that list.
They'll be back April 4th, though, Stoney, yeah. And hopefully everybody's in full strength. One takeaway I did have, I know we gave Steve Kerr his flowers, and deservingly so, but Stoney, Quentin Post, I know, you know, wasn't great for him early defensively, but that was the type of game to me to where I wanted him to, even if it was bad, get more than 8 minutes so you can take more.
Can't play against that team. He can't play against that team.
Well, then that's
they're too
problem.
Athletic. Well, that's matchups are matchups, and matchups are matchups.
But are you there yet to where he can? That's why I wanted to see more minutes.
Who can he guard? Who can Quentin Post guard if Jokic is not playing? He can't guard Aaron Gordon. He can't guard Michael Porter Jr.
Well, it didn't seem like anybody could guard Gordon yesterday.
Exactly.
Draymond included.
Exactly. So the Warriors are at full strength last night, and they get absolutely pounded on the glass, and Aaron Gordon just dominates on the interior.
And I felt like Saturday night the Knicks did that to a degree, but yeah, they didn't get the win, but now it's a concern for me moving forward. And as much as I love Draymond, Stoney, 5 or 6 from the field, I was just driving in thinking, you know, you told the world that this team's going to win a championship, and I told you I like how he had been playing, but you just can't make those turnovers. The Peyton Manning or Vinny Testaverde, CYO, I'm going to try to get it all in one, you know, the whole length of the floor. Like, that happened a couple times.
Yeah.
Like, Dre, you can't do that. And Steph had 7, but the alley-oop one, Stoney, I'm still scratching my head. They were down 6 on a break, and he threw it to wow.
Yeah, they didn't have any eye contact on that one. It didn't look like Kuminga was going to – he wasn't ready to jump for the alley-oop, and it's that old adage.
Give it to me.
Stop at the foul line.
Wow.
You got to stop at the foul line on that fast break.
Sports, man. That was the game. How do you lose that game? No Murray, no Brown, no Jokic, and we're rolling.
Yeah, 14-2 with Butler. What are they now with Butler? 14-3?
Man.
With him in, they're 14-2.
Okay.
Yeah.
14-2 with Jimmy Butler.
I ain't overreacting.
Kind of are.
That's just
Timberwolves lost the same way. Timberwolves lost the exact same game. Well, what?
Indiana's a little better.
Indiana didn't have Halliburton. Well, Indiana didn't have Turner. Indiana didn't have Siakam. And
Obi Toppin was popping.
No, but that was their Milwaukee game.
That was their Milwaukee
game. Tail end of a back-to-back. Fourth game in 6 nights.
Exactly.
That's what the Warriors are playing tonight.
Right.
Not what they played last night.
Yeah, I just meant the stars on the other team are out. And there's a little bit of a letdown. Curry was 6 for 21 last night. You know who else couldn't make a basket? Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. What do you make of last night? Wake up call for your boys, Warrior fans? Or, hey, they were due to lose a game, no biggie. They did lose some ground on some teams ahead of them, but we'll talk a lot about it on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicles.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Welcome.
It starts and ends with the Chef and Dre.
Jimmy Buckets.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. We're back.
Yeah.
Warriors get beat by the Denver Nuggets last night. Undermanned Denver Nuggets, 114-105. I've seen some texts to say, you know what, you're all fault. You talked yourself into this being a team that could win it all. And
well, nobody's going the other way on that.
I'm looking at the
text.
We're
all different, not me.
Where is the guy? Where is the guys?
I mean, when you miss 12 free throws, Donnie, you ain't going to beat James Logan High School. It's like, come on, man. Everything just hey, you know what? I'm not a psychologist, Donnie. I tried to study it in college at Chabot. But I'll tell you this. Like, maybe you're right. Maybe you're on to something. But if you're a pro, it shouldn't be who's not in the lineup. The Warriors had everything that they wanted. Minnesota lost. You're trying to stay hot. And you can't, you know, you want to break the spell against Denver. So now how's Denver feeling when they come in here on April 4th, feeling like we beat you with the JV squad? It may mean nothing, but to battle back from 15 down to get it to 6 with 2 minutes left, Curry on the break, I just pull up and take that, Chef. Yeah. That was, oh, boy. Maybe it's not our night.
I mean, I look at last night's game, and the best player on the floor by far was playing for the Nuggets.
Damn.
And then I go to the second part. Who was playing the hardest last night?
The Nuggets.
Russell Westbrook.
Oh, come on now. You're right.
I mean, Russell Westbrook had one of those games where he didn't do everything right, but boy, he was just playing as hard as he always does, and last night it really stood out. The other thing is,
man, it's passing.
If the Warriors were tired last night, they got to play again tonight. It'll be their third game in 4 days against the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll find out about Steph Curry, whether he plays or not. But the other thing, the loss, sure, Minnesota lost, so you don't fall out of sixth, but now moving up in the standings looks more precarious.
But do you? And it sounds like you don't, Stoney. We all can see it, but can you understand if some of Dub Nation, if not all, I'm worried about the power forward center position. When you get into the playoffs, because I'm assuming we get there, Steiny, and you get a 7-game series against guys that are active, that are good, that can score and have girth. If you got me scratching my head now about Quentin Post, like I wanted to see more of 8 minutes and more of an opportunity, and maybe we see it tonight. But again, there's no, you got Giannis.
Well, he can play tonight against Brooke Lopez. See,
yeah, and I guess I don't, you know, I up until last night I wasn't feeling all he can play and he can't play. You know what I mean? Like, I'm wondering how much of Steve Kerr's and the coaching staff's thought process is like yours would post just after that.
Well, that's the way Steve Kerr coaches. I mean, it's how
nobody could guard him. So he was giving everybody the business.
Exactly. But the problem with Post is not just that he can't, you know, that he struggles against an athletic guy like Aaron Gordon. The other problem is, you know, they're going to put him in pick and rolls left and right. And he's a young player, He's not the quickest player. So there's absolutely going to be games where Post either doesn't play or can't play, at least according to Steve Kerr. 888-957-9570 is the number. How do you guys look at last night's game? To me, I look at it, I was listening to ESPN, and they are just absolutely killing the Warriors. What a horrible loss. You can't do this. This is unbelievable. I can't believe it. It's like,
I heard it all after the game.
They're 14-2 with Butler.
Yeah.
They weren't going to finish the season on a 21-game winning streak.
But, Stani, your thing that you share with Evan and the listeners and myself, you're worried about their three-point shooting, and I know, you know, the last few games, a couple games, they were over 50%, but 8 of 33, that'll get you beat, too. I mean, they couldn't hit the side of a barn.
I mean, I think it's obvious that the Warriors' weaknesses are their three-point shooting, especially if Steph's not on fire. And last night, the size was glaring.
No doubt, man.
The size was just glaring.
With no Jokic.
Exactly. And I saw some real vulnerability last night.
What a word.
With Draymond Green and some of his limitations against a guy like Aaron Gordon. And even, you know who else even?
Was frustrated.
Shanchar!
Man.
Shanchar!
I tried to text the VAR and I couldn't get the name right. I said, I'll just wait.
Let's go to Tom in Sonoma. Get us started here, Tom. How you doing, man?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru. How you guys doing, man?
Hey. Doing well.
That game sucked. So, hey, Gur, I'm gonna explain what happened last night, man, so you understand. When I called, you said, "Oh, we're gonna play the Denver, and we're gonna play the B team." Okay. Let me tell you, that carried over to the Warriors too, because they didn't take this game seriously, man. They thought they were just gonna show up and participate and win a trophy, and they thought this game was easily won. Denver was running us off the three-point line with our shooters. They let Draymond and GP2 and Yield shoot all day because they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. And I really believe Kerr is hurt, man. I think that back problem, he did not look himself. Yet. He looked, the worst I've seen him all year, man. I'm a little concerned about that. But these guys didn't take this team seriously. They have beat us 9 times in a row.
So you shouldn't.
We haven't won since 22, man. Think about that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. This was the most disappointing loss of the year for me.
I'm with him.
Be real.
Appreciate it, Tom. Well, yeah.
What do you mean, so I understand? I understand, Tom. What do you take from that?
What's that?
He says, you'll understand it, Goo.
Well, he's helping you understand why they lost.
But I got you. I'm listening, and I'm understanding. I saw it.
Yeah, he can.
I'll just real quick.
He wanted to add something.
He made a point about they didn't take it serious. No, look at the ledger. Aaron Gordon's been a matchup problem for us. So this is nothing new. Denver, he did it again, and that's why I'm a tad bit concerned about, you know, the low post and the lack of size, Donnie.
When did Aaron Gordon become 7 feet tall and 275 pounds?
Damn, he's went to the
line. He looked so much bigger.
He went through three dunks. Remember the one where it almost went out of bounds and just took it in and did the reverse layup? I'm from San Jose.
He's shooting 45% from three.
And
this year.
Hit a couple of them, Stani. My goodness,
he
man.
He was tremendous.
Hey, but I'll say this, Stani. He turned the ball over a few times, too. But like you said, plus minus, man.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. How do you view this? Is this just a one-off, or is this something that needs to be looked at a little more? They're still a very good team with Jimmy Butler, but they're still a very small team with Jimmy Butler.
And they're a new team too, Stan. I know you're going to be like, Goudet didn't almost play 20, but they're working it. They're working on it. But
I mean, when you start thinking about a 7-game series against big athletic teams, especially teams that maybe have a guard or some guards that can just pressure Steph 94 feet, then you start realizing it is going to be a daunting task when they're just not, they just don't have a big bouncy guy in there.
I'm with you.
And I thought it hurt him a little bit last night.
Kuminga's the closest, Donnie.
Exactly.
Jonathan Kuminga's the closest. And they were letting him kind of work it out, and I wasn't mad because, you know, I'm a big Kuminga fan, Donnie, but, you know, credit Denver and who they had on the court, Donnie. I just felt like the Warriors were playing iso ball a bit more than usual, and maybe Denver had something to do with that.
Yeah. The other thing I always kind of like to do when I look at, you know, the other teams, when we talk about the Warrior young players and their upside, I mean, you also have to – I always like to look at the other team, and they're sitting with Peyton Watson. You know, he's a very young player. Spencer Jones is a young player. So, you know, everybody's got young players who are pretty good, and that's a big win for Denver because a lot of their second team guys were the ones who made it happen, and you know they cooled off. Maybe the hottest team in the league, the Warriors.
Now another, I'm being real, Stoney. I'm headed to the game tonight with Evan. Another major story is there are reports. I read Slater's piece about Curry might have tweaked his back against Sacramento or before the Sacramento King game, and forget what Curry said because we know he's always going to be I'm okay. But if Kerr was there, was energy behind sentiment on what he was saying in regard to, you know, Curry and where he's at, and he's tired. Like, Stoney, I'm just telling you, I think I would like to see no chef tonight because I think they could be able to handle Milwaukee. I'm not into that, but I don't, I'm like, if that's what's, you know what I mean? Like, man.
I mean, I don't, they decide that. If Kerr doesn't think he's, you know, up to it, then he'll probably sit. The one thing I remember saying yesterday is, you know, they do have 15 or 16 games left. How many are the big three now putting Butler in there? How many are they going to play? It looks like Curry may not play tonight, but we'll see. And tonight's a kind of game where if you get beat tonight, then you got to start thinking about just holding on to the sixth spot,
right,
as opposed to climbing the standings. Because, I mean, you lost a game last night to Denver. You lost a game to the Lakers. And you also lost another game to the Rockets. So those teams...
Philly just... Oh, my gosh.
Those teams are getting out of touch, quite frankly.
So do you have a problem with me? I said this to you yesterday, and I'm standing on business, Donnie. But now I've identified... React to new information. I don't want Denver the first round.
Whoa. I thought we weren't afraid of anybody. I thought everybody's afraid of the Warriors, and we don't care who we play.
Yeah.
If you don't want to play Denver, you probably don't want to play Oklahoma City either.
That's a little different.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hartenstein?
The brother.
Dude, Denver's got the most beef in the West.
Dude, man, that's a great call. Yeah. Man, Steiny. Aaron go Steiny, he went to a laboratory, added girth, and now he's shooting a three. And well, dude, Draymond was looking at him inbounding the ball sometimes after he scored, Steiny. Like, I know he was saying, because I have. Damn, that's a big SOB.
Dominant last night. he was absolutely dominant last night. Lorenzo in Virginia. What's going on, Lorenzo? How you doing, man?
Yeah, he moved. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I just find out, isn't it kind of ironic how Denver, you know, they lost their last game and they lost it to the guy that, you know, we haven't beat Denver in about nine tries.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's ironic that the guy that beats them with all, you know, Denver and everybody playing was Jordan Poole, and that was the last time we beat them, and that was in the playoffs. I just kind of find that ironic.
Yeah.
Last night it was more about, you know, the turnovers. You know, I felt like we kind of shot ourselves in the foot with all the turnovers we had. You know, I felt like Denver, they had a bunch of turnovers. They were trying to give us the game.
Yes.
And I just felt like, you know, last night would have been the game to sit Curry, you know, because we got the back-to-back tonight. Last night with Jokic and Murray and Braun out, you should have set Curry knowing that he wasn't, you know, he was dealing with something, and then just, you know, played him tonight. And I just feel another thing. I just feel like Buddy Hield, man. He just
Can't make a shot.
Unplayable, man.
Yeah,
he can't make a shot. He just unplayable, man. It's like we giving you he's got the wide open shots, and he just unplayable. I think in the offseason, man, that the Warriors really need to get another veteran shooter, a reliable shooter, and a veteran big. If they do those two things. Mm. Man, they're going to be in a great position. That's all I got, guys.
Appreciate it, man.
But Stein, can I
the young big better be the big better be athletic.
No doubt.
The big can't be Quentin Post, Looney, or even Trace Jackson Davis.
I got you. I'm with you. But, I mean, Stein, let's be honest, man. And we talk about the roller coaster that is Buddy Hield. But last night he was only 0 for 3. I'm grading on a curve. But to come down his road like he was 1 of 10 – I don't think that's fair or cool, and I didn't watch that game last night and think he was just a one-man gang in regard to not being able to hit a shot from deep. I mean, the chef, we know he's spectacular more often than Buddy Hield, but 4 of 14 is not going to cut it, but Buddy Hield was not by himself. 8 of 33 was the story.
Yeah, and look.
And you said, naturally, it's just a natural concern, the three-point shot.
Yeah, I mean, If Buddy Hield isn't making threes, who do they have that consistently can make threes other than Steph?
I want to say Moody.
Post, but you couldn't play him.
Well, that's a good point. Post is probably their third. I think Post is a better three-point shooter than Moody.
But then you can't play him against Denver.
No.
Like, and in a series, that also hurts because you can't put shooting on the floor because he's just going to get eaten.
Now, Evan, hearing you say that, and
This really bothers
you. No, Evan, I'm like...
Did you watch the first 6 minutes of the game?
I totally did, but I'm just telling you guys, are you ready to say, let's just fast forward, we got Denver that Post can't play, like, can there be something devised to where he's not putting that, and I know you're looking at me with your nice glasses, but I'm not ready to say he can't play against Denver. After 6 bad minutes, that's what I'm asking you, Evan, like, something's got to be done. He needs help, obviously. But come on, we can't let Denver one game, and you guys could end up being right, say he can't play if we end up hooking up.
Sorry. Well, they don't even have Jokic.
Sorry.
Man.
I mean, I actually think he might be able to play more against Jokic because at least he's got some size. But I mean, he struggles with guys coming downhill on the pick and roll, and... You know, he's also a rookie. He's got a lot to learn. And
I don't like to say, and you guys are going to laugh. Evan, I hear you. I just thought I wanted, like, man, I know it's bad, but it's bad for damn near everybody trying to check him. Let's give him a little more, and it might be bad, but a little more than 8 minutes.
We're trying to win a title here.
Yeah.
We can't be playing rookies. We can't be playing 55th picks in the draft and hope they can shut down Aaron Gordon.
Gordon
and
gave
Jokic.
Him a facial early. I was like, oh.
Let's go to Nick. Nick's in San Francisco. Hey, Nick, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm not quite as panicked about the Dubs losing this one, really.
Fair enough.
I think it's just 1-0.
Go ahead. What do you say? Just one off?
Just one, one L.
It's just 1-0.
Yeah. Oh. And that is all it is.
Well, if you guys are telling me that, you know, I know it's just a youngster, I'm fixated on Post, that he can't play against Denver, then it was more than that.
I mean, I would anticipate Post can play tonight.
But the Jokic part is interesting.
Against Brooke Lopez. I would think Post.
But we hadn't said that against anybody, you know?
Well, not everybody's Denver.
Hey, no doubt about it.
Hey, where's everybody? Oh, Denver. I'm not afraid of Denver.
I got my hand up.
Denver, who's Denver?
I got my hand up.
I mean, they're big.
I was
one of
them.
Big and they're athletic.
Man.
And
Russell Westbrook went Stockton on us.
No.
He was. What you mean?
He had 7 turnovers. Stockton never had 7 turnovers.
He had assists, though.
I've never seen a player airball as many shots as he has and still have the confidence to take and make.
He made the one over GP and look at his finger. I'm like, come on, Stiney.
I mean,
he made some big buckets.
He did. Yeah. He did. Uh-oh. Let's go to Gene in Oakland. Hey, Gene, how you doing, man?
Gene.
Hey, guys. Yeah, oh, indeed. So listen, what you just said about how much we can expect from the big three the rest of the season kind of segues into what I want to say. But if you'll indulge me for a few minutes, I have an interesting story that'll lead into it.
All right.
So something like 18 to 20 years ago, I had the privilege and the pleasure of seeing Dave Brubeck in one of his last concerts in Berkeley. And he was already in his early to mid-80s. But when he was up there playing with this young quartet, man, he was banging on those ivories like he had, you know, back in the 60s and 70s.
Sure.
And then I got a chance to meet him and backstage afterwards because a friend of mine was the head of the Brubeck Foundation at the time. So I went backstage, and this same guy that was 10 minutes earlier banging like crazy on those ivories could barely stand up, and his hand was shaking as I shook his hand. So, and that threw me, you know. And I since found out this whole business of muscle memory. So that brings me to Stephen Curry and what we've seen from him pre-Butler and all the way up through last night. Last night, he looked about as old as I've seen him. He was terrible. He hurt the team. Frankly, I wish he had sat himself down. I wish Kurt sat him down. You know, before Butler, he had about 10 games where he was not the old Curry. He was really substandard.
Right.
Then Butler came along, and it felt like muscle memory and excitement cranked in, and suddenly he looked almost like the MVP level that we'd seen years ago. But then the last two games, he's kind of reverted to, unfortunately, the older version. And while I still expect to see more Curry flurries in the future, I think they got to be really careful, and it's going to be on Steve Kerr to manage his time. And he's going to have to look and see, is this guy ready to play tonight or is he not? Because he can't be out there hurting us the way he did last night. As you say, we're trying to chase a championship, and if Curry's not going to sit himself down, then Kerr is going to have to. So make sure this guy's ready to play and able to play and contribute. Otherwise, we could have more of what happened last night.
Yeah, appreciate it, Gene.
Wow, and that's our guy. But Steiny, the chef had been on a bender. He's averaged 30 since, you know, we all have bad nights.
Yeah.
I get Gene. Gene is going deep, deep. Like, he seen something a minute ago, but not me. I was like, that's why it was euphoria. You know, coming out of everything that I was talking about in regard to Chef, and we talked to him face to face. So
he said it takes a little longer.
Yeah.
Takes him a little longer to get ready.
But if he's dealing really with something with his back, that's why, Steiny, again, I know it's not about the show today, but he wouldn't see the floor tonight. That's just where I'm at.
Yeah, we'll find out whether Steph plays or doesn't play tonight. And you know, they got to win tonight. Tonight they got to win. Otherwise, you know, I think they can forget about jumping up in the standings if they lose tonight.
Because
they still have
three.
They still have another road trip. Here's the other thing that when I think about a series, let's say they play Denver in a series, and that was game one. I mean, what do you do game two if you're the Warriors? Denver doesn't get smaller in between games.
No, wow.
And they sometimes, you know, in the early rounds, there's an extra day off or two early in the series. But once you get to games three and four, it goes game off, game off, game off. I'm with Gene. I mean, that's the one thing that we've got to continue to look at in terms of where the Warriors are, and that's their core.
You're gonna
and
laugh.
whether they can put the, you know, they've already put together a hell of a month, so they need to put
it's
together
incredible.
Another hell of a month, and then two more hell of a months.
I know.
Can they do it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and we're going to find out. And I'll tell you this, Steiny, you're going to laugh, but I would try to implement some zone if I got Denver and I had to face them tomorrow night. Something.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Did you sober up last night a little bit, Warrior fans? Or do you think that's just a one-off and we'll bounce back tonight and once again start heading up the standings? 888-957-9570. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment also brought to you by Safeway.